Yeshaya Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Chof Zayin. But to recap what we've been talking about, Sanherib's army was gathered near Yerushalayim. He had sent Rav Shoke, that was the Yisrael Mumer, the Jew who had joined the enemy. And Rav Shoke was blaspheming and saying that you don't have a chance to stand against the mighty king Sanherib. None of the idols saved their countries from my master. And then he spoke to the populace. This was in Perek Lamed Vav. And he told them, if you'd only surrender, don't listen to what your king Chizkiyo tells you. If you'll surrender, I'll take you to a land as good as Eretz Yisrael. When they heard these words were brought to back to Chizkiyo, a report of what Rav Shoke had said. The messengers came with their clothing torn, and Chizkiyo heard, and he tore his clothing at the very beginning of Perek Lamed Zayin. And he went to the Beis HaMikdash to Davin. He sent messengers to Yeshaya. And he told him, today's a day of distress for Klal Yisrael, and it's a day that the people have been saying words of chiruf and giduf, blasphemy to Hashem, and he's brought proof that indeed his words have a basis to them, because Sanherib did conquer the whole world, except for Yerushalayim, and even the 10 tribes were exiled. The messengers came to Yeshayahu, and Yeshayahu Hanavi sent a response back that don't be afraid of what Rav Shoke said. The king Sanherib will hear about an enemy coming. He's going to leave. He's going to go back to his land, and eventually he'll be killed. Don't be afraid of Sanherib. And indeed, Sanherib heard that there was a king, Tirhok HaMelech Kush, who had left his country and was planning to attack, and miraculously, he heard rumors about an enemy coming. He took his whole army from Yerushalayim, which we'll see later on was millions of men. He took everyone, and he went back to fight Tirhok, the king of Kush. Hashem wanted it this way. This way, additional spoils, the spoils from Kush and from Mitzrayim, additional spoils would be brought to Yerushalayim. But he left. And before he left, Sanherib sent a message. This is in Pasuk Tes. He sent a message to Chizkiyo saying, don't be confident and think that I'm leaving and you're safe. You heard what I did to all the countries, and again he repeated his words of blasphemy. Nobody was able to save their land from me. But now Chizkiyo saw that these words were actually from Sanherib. Sanherib had sent this message. So he took the Sfarim. These words were also placed in scrolls. They were written. And he went to the Beis HaMikdash. And he spread it out. And he davened to Hashem. Hate Hashem oznecha ushma. Incline your ear and hear the words that have been uttered. Pekach Hashem inechu re'ei, open your eyes and see the evidence here, what he wrote, and hear the words of Sanherib. And indeed, normally Hashem doesn't do a miracle for anybody who would like to see one. But Sanherib seems to have success. It's not just like a person who's a nothing, who says that he's the greatest. He really seems to be the greatest here on earth. So you should show the Chilul Hashem that somebody who has success like Sanherib believes it's all his. Show him who is really Ki Atah Hashem Levadecha, you are Hashem alone. Again, we're in Perek Lamed Zayin, and then in Pasuk Chof Aleph, Yeshaya ben Amoz, the Novi, sends a message to Chizkiyo. And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I've heard the tefillah that you daven to me concerning Sanherib. This is what Hashem says. You should know the Besulas Bas Tzion, the young, the maiden of Tzion, meaning the people of Tzion, the people of Yerushalayim, shake their head at you. They mock you. They know that you have no, that you're not going to last and you're going to be destroyed. Who are you being macharif from Megadeth? Who are you blaspheming against? Against Hashem. And you feel that with your mighty chariots and your numerous chariots, you're able to go up straight to the Beis HaMikdash and conquer everything. You've always seen success. You feel that whenever you dig, you strike water. You're not afraid that the water supplies have been dried up. But everything has been told in advance. And Pasuk Chavov, way in advance, Halo Shamata L'mei Rachok, from far away when you were in the land of Ashur, you heard that you were going to become the king. Mimei Kedem, and from the beginning of time, from a long, long time ago, this was the plan that Hashem would use Ashur to punish the other nations. Usehi Lahashos Galim Nitzim Orim Betsuros, you'd raise into desolate heaps fortified cities. Pasuk Chav Zayin, Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Chav Zayin. V'yoshvehen Kitzrei Yod, their inhabitants, the people living here, not only did you have success in a miraculous way, because that's what Hashem wanted, but miraculously Hashem wanted you to be able to do this, and therefore the victims were made weak. V'yoshvehen Kitzrei Yod, the inhabitants of these cities were short of power. Chatu, they're crushed. Vavoshu, and ashamed. Hayu Esav Sodeh, they were like the herbage of the field. Virak Desha, the grassy vegetation, which is weak, the grass, that you can step on, it bends, it has no strength. Chatzir Gagos, for the people who had some dirt on the roof and some weeds grow up between the on the roof, the chatzir gagos, the grass on the rooftops. Ushtema lifnei koma. Ushtema is the stalks of wheat that are blasted by the wind before they ever became koma, the standing grain that's fully developed, that's ready to harvest. It's blasted and spoiled before it even grew. And so too, you went country to country, and everybody was weak and unable to stand before you. V'shivtecha. But you're sitting in council, you sat together with your men, and you discussed what you plan to do. The Targum says, in this pasuk, U'masvach be'etzo, and you sat and took counsel with your men. When you went out, is umapkoch lebora, when you left, went outside lagocha krova, when you left to do war, uvoacha, and when you came, umesioch la'aradi Yisrael, the Targum says, when you arrived in the land of Eretz Yisrael, all of this, yodoti, I know what your plans are, I've been following you and tracking you, and I know exactly what you're out to do. And I'm also fully aware, Hashem says, of the words you've said to create an anger, what you're doing, lahachis, you're doing to create an anger from Hashem. Yan hisragezcha eloi, because you're trying, you're angering me, you're creating this rogez to me. V'shanancha olav oznoi, and your arrogance, just the noise and the commotion has gone into my ears, Kavi Yochel. Hashem says you've made sure that I would hear it. V'samti chachi be'apecha. I am going to place my hook into your nose. U'miski bisvasecha. And my bridle onto your lips. V'hashivo sicha. And I will return you baderech asher bosavah. I'm going to pull you like you take an animal. and you put the ring in its nose or its mouth, and you can pull the animal, the bridle, you can pull the animal in whichever direction you want. Your time is up and you will not get Yerushalayim. I'm going to pull you away. He's going to put the chachi ba'apecha. He's going to put the ring in your nose that he can pull the animal whichever way he wants. Umiski bisvasecha. And he's going to put the bridle on the lips. He's going to put a block on the lips that he won't be able to open up and say these words of blasphemy. Vahashivo sicha. And I'm going to bring you back baderech asher bosavo, on the road that you came on. This is the sign. Ochol hashana safiach. This year, everyone is going to eat the safiach. It's called the after crop. What happens is if you have a field and you're cutting thousands and hundreds of thousands of stalks of grain, inevitably some kernels and some of the stalks, the top of the stalks break off, kernels fall on the floor, and the next year, from all of the many, many, many bushels of grain, even if you do nothing, something will probably grow. It won't be like you've planted seeds purposely, but there's always something that grows from whatever kernels fell in the harvest. Sancheiriv came and he destroyed the country. He exiled the 10 tribes, and he just captured all the fortified cities around Yerushalayim. So right now there's not going to be anything substantial to eat. You'll just have the safiach, the after crop, whatever grew by itself. And the next year is also going to be difficult. Uvashana hashenis shochis. The second year they're going to eat shochis. And as the Mitzudas Tzion says, ein lo dome. A word like this you don't find elsewhere in Tanakh. What does this word shochis mean? And the Mephoshim say it either means that when you have a tree stump and the trunk was cut, sometimes a branch will come out of the trunk. Out of the stump, a little shoot will come up and it'll grow some fruit. I mean, the number of stalks that produce such a branch and produce fruit is small, but Sancheiriv cut down all the trees. There'll be some type of fruit that will grow from the trees. Or the Targum seems to learn, the word he uses, the Aramaic word for safiach is katin. And this word shochis is kas katin, meaning the safiach of the safiach. You planted a field with thousands and thousands of stalks of grain. When you cut it, some kernels fall, and you're not going to have thousands. You'll have a little bit from that. Pick a number. The next year you cut that small number that remained, and again some kernels fall, but it's the minuscule amount that fell from the minuscule amount, it's the safiach of the safiach, but somehow they'll get some type of food and they'll manage that second year. The second year they'll eat shochis. Uvashana hashlishis, and in the third year, ziru, they'll plant, v'kitzru, and they'll cut the grain, v'nitu chromim, and they'll plant vineyards, v'ichlu pirium, and they'll eat the fruit. What the os is, as the Marikara points out, what's a sign to what? We said Sancheiriv's army will be destroyed, he's going to be taken away, pulled away from Yerushalayim. And there's going to be a sign with the vegetation. As he says in the middle, the Shomer, the Marikara, lo tefarish v'tomar. Don't explain this, that v'zelecho ha'os, that what happens with the food supply, will be a sign, shlo tinos in Yerushalayim biyodo, that Yerushalayim won't be given into the hands of Sancheiriv. That can't be. Because if so, the downfall of Sancheiriv is going to happen first. We're going to see this as imminent. Sancheiriv is about to be destroyed. This process with eating the safiach, the shochis, that's a year, 2 years, the third year they'll have food. This is going to take a while. you don't give a sign that's going to happen after the event. As I'm going to give you a sign that Sancheiriv will be, won't capture Yerushalayim, because next year there'll be whatever there is to eat. It must mean that Sancheiriv's downfall will be a sign that this will happen with the food. And that's the way the other Meforshim learn, V'zelecha ha'os, when you see Sancheiriv unable to capture Yerushalayim, his army will be destroyed, he himself will go back to the land of Ashur, that will be a sign that the first year there'll be this to eat, and the second year there'll be also something to eat, and eventually in the third year things will get back to normal. And the Malbim asks, Im ki meforshim, if it's like all the meforshim explain, Eich ye mapela sancheiriv os va'adin lo nofal. What do you mean this is the sign? Sancheiriv wasn't destroyed yet. And once Sancheiriv is destroyed, Ve'es Yipol, once Sancheiriv is destroyed, why do I need a sign that they'll be able to plant? Ain't Tzarech Os L'Sheyitu Kromim, Kimima Ya'akev Oz B'yodem Esa Oyev, Nofal Shadud. Who's going to stop if the enemy is already destroyed? You don't have, before Sancheiriv is destroyed, you don't have the sign that you'll be able to plant and grow and produce. And once Sancheiriv is destroyed, why do I need a sign that the destruction of Sancheiriv will be a sign you'll be able to plant? Of course, why can't they plant? There's no reason why they shouldn't be able to. The Malbim learns all these psukim, that what Hashem is saying is not just that Sancheiriv will be destroyed, but Yeshaya is looking now, and he sees that there's going to be a rebirth. There's going to be a great time of success under Chizkiyo HaMelech. And it's imminent and it's about to happen. And the Pesukim before used the expressions, Usihi Lahashos Galim, in Pasuk Chav Vav. Sancheiriv is used, Lahashos Galim, to make desolate the cities and make them into furrows, into piles of rubble. But the way the Malbim understands it, from the rubble will be nitzim arim betzuros, fortified cities will sprout forth. The people in the city that seem so weak, they're comparable to all these grasses. But in the words of the Malbim, before, when you plant a field, before the actual stalk of grain comes up, there's always a foregrowth. Kamosha lifnei hakama, the Malbim says, before you have your grain, terem tispashal hatavua, before the grain grows and ripens, yigdal tchila esav soda v'yerek v'chotzir gagos u'shedema, you have all of this greenery and herbage grows as the foregrowth, and then that greenery, and the time it was very common they would have animals eating it. It was called shachas. The animals would eat the green growth, and later on the grain came up. The other grasses die out. V'kulamod yivlu terem shetispashal hatavua. The other growth dies out and withers before the grain comes. But after they die out, then all of a sudden the valleys are full of grain and you can see food as far as the eye can see. So too, v'yotzreim kitzreyo, the people in the cities had no strength. They were crushed and embarrassed. They were like the grass and the herbage, the grass on the rooftops, the blasted grain. But all this was lifnei kama, before the real grain is going to grow. That yitzmach tzemach tzadik legon v'tiferes shehudoro shel Chizkiyahu. There's going to be that sprout, the growth of the tzadik and the generation of Chizkiyahu. And it's about to happen. V'zelecha ha'os. The Malbim explains, what is the sign that there's going to be a time of prosperity and success under Chizkiyo? The sign is from what happens with the vegetation. if we're comparing the destruction of the cities to like the grass that comes before the grain. So he says as follows. Right now the whole land is destroyed. People the first year are only going to have safiach to eat. And the second year, it's going to be so desolate, even in the second year, they won't be able to plant. Other Mefarshim learned, perhaps the second year was a Shemitah year. The first year, so I couldn't plant to have food the second year. But the second year is also going to be not possible to plant. Umikom Mokom, the Malbim says, Hinei Bashona Hashlishis. By the time the third year comes, Kvar Tizru Tavua, you'll be able to plant. V'tiksru, and you'll harvest. V'chein Titu Krumim, you'll plant vineyards. V'gam Tochlu Pirium, and you'll eat their fruit. The land will return back to its strength. Dover Zeh She'yikre B'tzmochei HaSodeh. What's going to happen with the growth, the sprouts of the field, Unetios HaKerem, and what's planted in the vineyard, that will be a sign that Yashresh Yaakov Yotzi Tzuforach, that Klal Yisrael will blossom and grow and will be, and the land will be full of produce. V'zeh L'cho Ha'os, just like in the physical planting, the first year there'll be Safiach, the second year Shochis, the third year you'll see everything really growing. So too, the Novi continues, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, V'yosva Pleitas Beis Yehuda. Those Pleitim, the refugees of Beis Yehuda, Hanishara, who remain, those remnant, the survivors, will continue. They'll add a shoresh lamata. They'll strike down more roots below. Va'asa pri lamala. And they'll produce fruit above. They'll strike down the roots below. We're on Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Beis. Chizkiyo was told that although the king Sancheiriv was camped with his army outside Yerushalayim, that army would be destroyed. V'zelechohos, and in Pasuk Lamed, that would be a sign that Ochol Hashana Safiach, that even though the crops had all been destroyed by Sancheiriv's army, there'll be the aftergrowth. Whatever grows from the seeds that fell on the ground will produce, just as Sancheiriv's army will be destroyed, so too the vegetation will return. The Malbim explains that just as we describe the victories of Sancheiriv in terms of vegetation, that the nations that he conquered and destroyed in Pasuk Chav Zayin, the Yoshvehen Kitzre Yod, Chatu Vavoshu, those that lived in the cities were Kitzre Yod, were like short-handed. They weren't able to fight back. Hoyu Esev Sodeh, they were like the grass of the field. They were described as the grass that's so weak and dries up quickly. So too, the way the Malbim explains, V'zel Chohaos, this will be a sign for you, the fact that the vegetation will start to grow again, that will be a sign that so too the cities will become populated. In Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Yosfa Pleitas Beis Yehuda, Hanishara. The Pleita, the remnant of Beis Yehuda, the house of Yehuda, will continue and they'll add on. The Yosfa, and will add the Pleitas Beis Yehuda, Hanishara. the survivors that remain from Yehuda will add on a shoresh lemata. They'll take root below, v'asafri lemala, and they'll produce fruit above. Just like those weak, the inhabitants of the city are described as weak people when they're conquered by Sancheiriv, so too you'll see the produce start to grow again, and that will be a sign that the cities of Yehuda that were decimated will once again come to life. The Pleitas Beis Yehuda will add root below V'asa Pri L'mola, and it'll produce fruit above. Ki Mirushalayim Teitzei She'eris. And Pasuk Lamed Beis, for from Yerushalayim, Teitzei She'eris, a remnant will emerge. There were those that remained in Yerushalayim. Most of them did not go into Galus. And they remained under the protection of Chizkiyahu. The She'eris will come out, those that remain. Ufleita mehar Tzion, and the survivors will come from Har Tzion. Har Tzion, Zion, represents the most important part of Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, Malchus Beis David, the royal family. There'll be a pleita, the survivors will come mehar Tzion, from Mount Zion, from Har Tzion. The Malbim understands it because it'll come from Har Tzion with a king like Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda. The great Chizkiyo, that is what will enable that there will be survivors. But as great as Chizkiyo is, we need to come onto Zechus Avos. Every generation needs to rely on the Zechusim of the previous generations. And at this point in history, it was already Tama Zechus Avos. The word, the Zechus Avos, was used up as it was. It expired. But Kinas Hashem Tzavakos Tasezos. The Kina, the jealousy, the zeal of Hashem Tzavakos Tasezos will do this and will bring this about. The Chilul Hashem that Sancheiriv's general, his man, Rav Shoke, cursed and blasphemed and said that Hashem can't save Klal Yisrael. Just like Lahavdil, just like all the idols couldn't save their countries from Sancheiriv, so too he said Hashem couldn't save. The Kinas Hashem Tzavakos, that Hashem can't tolerate, the tremendous Chilul Hashem, that Kinas Hashem Tzavakos Tasezos, that will bring it about. That as great as Chizkiyo was, that was not enough. And there was at this point no longer a Zechus Avos, Rashi explains. Sheakane Lishmo, and not because you have a Zechus, and not Zechus Avos is over. Lochain, therefore, Ko Amar Hashem El Melech Ashur, so says Hashem to the king of Ashur, Lo Yovo El Ha'ir Hazos, he will not come to this city. Sancheiriv will not come to Yerushalayim. V'lo Yore Shom Chetz, and he will not shoot an arrow there. V'lo Yikad Mena Mogain, he won't approach it with a shield. V'lo Yishbuch Aleha Solala, he won't pour a ramp. In the conquest of the city, the enemy army would build a high ramp, and as the troops would run up the ramp, they'd be able to shoot over the wall, they'd be able to fire projectiles over the wall. And when they came up the ramp, they would have their shields to protect themselves. And then from the distance, they could shoot arrows. And after the defenders retreat and go down from the top of the wall, the enemy can attack and enter the city. There's a progression here. Hashem says to the king of Ashur, Lo yavo el ha'ir hazos. He will not come to the city. And not only will he not come to Yerushalayim, but v'lo yoresh sham chetz. He won't even shoot an arrow from a distance. And before he shows up with his arrows to shoot, he would set up a defense. He'd have his shield, his protection. But he won't even get that far. V'lo yikad mena mogein. He won't come before the city with a shield. And the first step is to have the ramp by which they'd be able to have a vantage point equal or above the height of the walls. But that won't happen either. V'lo yishpoch aleha solala. He won't pour a ramp. He won't get even close to conquering Yerushalayim. He won't be able to make the preparations even. But derech asher bo, on the road that he came, bo, on that same road, on that same route, Yoshuv, he will return. He's going to turn and go back home. Now, the truth is, he heard that he was the enemy. He had an enemy that was attacking, so he turned back in order to deal with the other conflict. So, right now, he's going to leave Yerushalayim to deal with a different battle. But even after that's over, Bel ha'ir hazos lo yavo ne'um Hashem, he will not come to Yerushalayim. He might turn around, he might come back, but he will not enter Yerushalayim. And we all know what happened, how the Malach, which we'll learn a little later, Pasuk Lamed Vav. V'ganosi al ha'ir hazos, but Hashem says, I shall protect this city, lehoshi'ah, to save it. And why is Hashem going to protect Yerushalayim? Lemani, for my sake, uleman David Avdi, and for the sake of my servant David, these are the two points. Lemani, for my sake, there's a covered Shamayim. This is known as the city of Klal Yisrael, the holy city, the city of Klal Yisrael, the capital, the city where the Beis HaMikdash, where the Shechina is. Lemani, for my sake, that the enemy shouldn't come into Yerushalayim. Uleman David Avdi, and for my servant David, for Malchus Beis David. The royal house of David HaMelech should remain, and should remain safe in Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give Sancheiriv his punishment. Pasuk Lamed Vav. Vayetze Malach Hashem. The Malach of Hashem went out. Vayakeh b'machane Ashur and struck the camp of Ashur. Meo shmonim v'chamisha olef. 185,000 men. Now these 185,000 men, we learned before that Sancheiriv came with many, he was joined with other, with many underlings and other kings. He initially said, how could he even turn back one of my minor leaders in Perek Lamed Vav? He said, if I gave you 2,000 horses, you wouldn't be able to find riders and people to fight from atop the horses. Ve'eich toshiv es p'nei pachas achad in Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Tes. How could you turn back even one of my minor officers? Because if you don't even have 2,000 men, my smallest officers were in charge of 2,000 men. So this number, 185,000, is the number of the officers. But there were officers that had more than 2,000 men. And the Gemara learns out a calculation how there were literally millions of soldiers that Sancheiriv had. And the Malach Hashem went out, Vayakeh b'machne Ashur, and it struck the camp of Ashur, Meyo shmonim v'chamisha olef. 185,000 officers with their men, Vayashkimu v'boker, and the few that survived woke up in the morning, got up in the morning. This was the night of Pesach. They got up in the morning. Vine kulam pagari mesim. And they saw that everybody had been killed. Vayisa vayelech. So now Sancheiriv traveled. Vayelech, and he went. Vayoshov Sancheiriv melech Ashur. Sancheiriv, the king of Ashur, returned. Vayeshev beninveh, and he settled in Nineveh. Nineveh was the capital city. We learned in Sefer Bereishis, min ha'aretz ahi yotza Ashur, vayiven as Nineveh. Nineveh was the original city of Ashur. Vayihu mishtachve beis nisroch elo hov. Sancheiriv was bowing down in his temple. He was worshipping in the temple of his beis nisroch. That's the name of the idol. Elohov, his God. V'Adramelech v'Saretzer bonov. And Adramelech and Saretzer, his sons, hiku v'acherev. They struck him with the sword and they killed him. His own sons killed Sancheiriv. V'hema nimlutu eretz Ararat, and they escaped to the land of Ararat. V'ayimloch Esar Chadon beno Tachdov, and Sancheiriv had another son, Esar Chadon, and he took over the monarchy, and he ruled in place of Sancheiriv. The Gemara says in Sancheiriv, in Sanhedrin, two pieces of Gemara in Chelek. There's one piece of Gemara on Daf Tzadi Dalid. The Gemara says as follows, Tzadi Dalid Amid Aleph, at the very bottom. Tana Mishmeid Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Paro Shechireif Ba'atzmo, Paro blasphemed against Hashem himself, Nifra Kodesh Baruch Mimenu Ba'atzmo, and Hashem punished back Paro himself. Sancheiriv Shechireif Al Yedei Shaliach, Sancheiriv, who said his blasphemy through a messenger, Nifra Kodesh Baruch Mimenu Al Yedei Shaliach, Hashem punished him through a messenger. Rashi says, Ba'atzmo, Paro said the blasphemy himself. Hu atzmo velo ayidei shliach. Since Paro did it himself and not through a messenger, lo hayabizui kol kach. That's not as bad as what Sancheiriv did. Olakacha kodesh baruch hu kamochein nifra mimenu ba'atzmo. So therefore, since Paro at least had the respect to utter his words of blasphemy himself, it wasn't like he considered it beneath him to even address himself to Hashem. Sancheiriv sent a messenger. V'lo nispayish kol kach, de'eino doimem ispayish min hagodol, le'mispayish min hakotan. Rashi says, if a great person embarrasses you, it's not as great a humiliation as if a lesser person. If a lesser person embarrasses you, the very fact that even he feels he's greater and he can insult, that's a real put down. Paro did the blasphemy himself. As Paro said, Mi Hashem Asheresh Mabakolo, who's Hashem that I should listen to him? Paro himself said those words, and the punishment was, Vayinayr Hashem es Mitzrayim b'soch hayom. Hashem himself shook Mitzrayim into the sea and he killed them at Kriyas Yamsuf. Hashem did it himself. Sancheiriv was biyad malachecho cheirafto Hashem. He sent messengers to blasphemy Hashem. And therefore the punishment was Hashem didn't even condescend to deal with him directly. But Vayetze Malach Hashem. Hashem sent a Malach, let the angel take care of it. And the Malach went, and he struck down the army of Sancheiriv. The Gemara says in Chelek on Daf Tzadi Vov Amid Aleph, I say that this pasuk is brought in Malachim also, that Vayihu Mishtachaveh Beis Nisroch Elohov. This word Nisroch, we don't find that idol. What's this idol of Nisroch? He was bowing in the temple of Nisroch, his god. And his sons killed him. The Gemara says, Ozal, he went, Ashkach Dapa mitevusa de Noach. Sancheirav went and he found a plank from the Teva of Noach. From Noach's ark. He found the lost ark. He went and he found a plank from Noach's ark. Amar, and he said, I ozelahu gavru matzlach. If, referring to himself, if that person will go and be successful, meaning himself, if somehow I'll survive this ordeal, he had lost all of these millions of soldiers, and you can imagine the citizenry back home is furious at Sancheirav, and they're all out to kill him. All of their sons and their brothers died in this battle overseas in the Middle East. You know, Sancheirav took his army and they were all killed. He said, if somehow I go and I'm successful, Makarev Lahuli trained Benoi Kamoch. If that person is successful, he will bring his two sons as an offering to this idol. And this idol was the one that saved Noach and the family. He found this, a plank from Noach's teva, and it saved Noach, and he made that his god. If this somehow will save me, he'll bring his two sons as a sacrifice. The problem is, he said it, and his sons were nearby. Shamu Benoi, his sons heard that if their father lives and survives this, they're going to be the sacrifice. V'kot luhu, and they killed him. And that's v'hainu dichsiv, and that's what the pasuk says. He was worshipping Beis Nisroch Elohov in the temple of Nisroch, is from the word neser, a board, in the temple from that he made from Noach's teva. V'adramelech v'saretzer bonav hiku v'cherev. Right here when he was there, his sons killed him with the sword in the temple. V'hema nimletu eretz Ararat, and they fled and escaped to the land of Ararat, which is where the teva had come to rest. V'yimloch esach adon b'no tachtov, and Sancheirav's other son took over. The story continues. Perek lamed ches. So Sancheirav's army's been destroyed. The land has been ravaged, but they'll gradually make its comeback. Bayom Imohem, during this time, and as Rashi says, Bayom Imohem, the time we're talking about, Shlosha Yomim Lifnei Ma'paltol Shol Sancheirav. This was 3 days before Sancheirav had his downfall. Chola Chizkiyo. Chizkiyo became sick 3 days earlier. V'yom Gimel, and on the third day he has a recovery, which we'll learn about. Kisha'ola Beis Hashem, and he went to the Beis HaMikdosh. Hu Yom Ma'palto Shol Sancheirav. That is the day that Sancheirav has his downfall. The army's destroyed. V'hu Yom Tefrishin Shol Pesach. And that's the first day of Pesach. Everything happens at the same time. Right before Sancheirav has his downfall, Chizkiyo becomes mortally sick. Bayomim ha'em chola Chizkiyo lamus. Chizkiyo became sick at the Tadai. He was reached the end. He's going to recover. Sancheirav will be destroyed. And it's going to be the Yom Tov of Pesach. But right now we're still 3 days before. Vayovo elov Yeshayo ben Amoz Hanavi. Yeshaya ben Amoz Hanavi comes to him. Vayomer elov. And Yeshaya says to him, Ko Amar Hashem, so says Hashem, Tzav leveisecha. Give your last will. Give your tzavo'o, your last instructions. Ki meisata, because you, Chizkiyo, are going to die, velo sichya, and you won't live. Obviously, if he dies, he's not living. But Chazal learned out, ki meisata, you're going to die in this world, velo sichya, and Chizkiyo HaMelech won't live in Olam Haba. Or he's totally going to be destroyed. in this world and the next world. And that's the message. Vayasev Chizkio Ponav El Akir, Chizkio turns his face to the wall, Vayispalel El Hashem, and he davens to Hashem. The Pasuk doesn't tell us the details, but the Gemara does. The Gemara says, is in Baruchas on Daf Yud. The Gemara says as follows. Amar of Amnuna. My dichsiv, there's a pasuk in Koheles that says as follows. Mi kehechacham, who's like the wise person, the wise one? Umi odea pesha dovar, who can figure out a solution? The pesha dovar, there's some troubling, difficult situation, who can come up with the solution? That's the pasuk in Koheles. Mika Hakadosh Baruch Hu sheyodei lasas pishara bein shnei tzadikim. Who's like Hakadosh Baruch Hu who knows how to make a compromise between the two tzadikim bein Chizkiyo liYishayo, between Chizkiyo and Yishayahu? What we're learning about the big tzadik Chizkiyo Hamelech, the tremendous Navi Yishaya. There was some type of disagreement. What was the disagreement? Chizkiyo Amar, Chizkiyo said, Lesi Yishayo Gaboy. There were things that he had to discuss with Yishaya. Let the Novi come to me. Dehachi Ashkechan Be'elio. Because I'm the king and he's a Novi. When the two have to meet, who goes to who? If you'll notice, Eliyahu HaNavi, who was the great Eliyahu HaNavi, went to Ozel Agabi Achav. When he had to speak to the king Achav, Eliyahu went to Achav. So therefore, Yishayah should come to me. Yishayahu said, Leisi Chizkiyo Gaboy. Chizkiyo should come to me. To Achi Ashkechon Bi Yehoram Ben Achav, to Ozel Agabi Elisha. Because you find Yehoram ben Achav, the king, when he had a problem, he went to the Navi Elisha. And again, there are rules. First of all, the king, Melech Shemachal Kavodo and Kavodo Machal, the king has to conduct himself with the regal bearing and he has to be as a king. He can't just forego his honor easily. And Yeshayo represents the word of Hashem. Perhaps it's not honor of for Hashem if the Navi has to go. You come to the Navi. So here there was a disagreement. Who should go to who? Ma asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Hevi Yisurim al Chizkiyo. He caused Yechizkiyo to have Yisurim. He was sick. He was unable to go. And once he's unable to go, obviously, Yishayo will have to go. Va'amar lo liYishayo lechu vaker asachole, and Hashem told Yishayo, go and be mavaker chole. Go and visit the sick Chizkiyo HaMelech. Shenemar, as it says, Vayomim Ohem chole Chizkiyo lomus, Chizkiyo was sick to die, and Yishayo HaNovi came to him. The Marsha points out the beauty of how the Gemara knew this and where the Gemara saw it in the Psukim. So the Marsha says, there's a remez, there's a hint in that Pasuk. The Pasuk in Kohela says, Mi keh chocham umi yodea pesher davar. Who is like the wise one? Who knows the solution, the compromise to the matter? And the pasuk continues, Chachmas Adam Toyer Ponov. The wisdom of a person lights up his face. Va'oz Ponov Yeshune. And the strength of his countenance is changed. Chachmas Adam, the wisdom of a person, we're talking about Yishayo HaNovi. The Chachmas Adam Toyer Ponov, the one whose chokhmah brightened his face. And oz, the word oz is a term, strength, is a term that refers to king. V'yitzein oz l'malko, v'yorim keren mashicho. Oz is something of the king. That's a reference to Chizkiyo. And va'oz ponov yeshuna, the countenance, the strength of his face changed because he became sick. And he didn't have the same color, he didn't look the same now that he was deathly ill. So obviously this pasuk of making a compromise, there is an allusion to it in the pasuk. And if we look back now in Yeshaya, you'll see throughout, everything was being done with a messenger. Chizkiyo sent messengers to Yeshayo to tell him the words of blasphemy that were said. And Yeshayahu responded and he sent messengers back to Chizkiyo. Back and forth, everything's with a messenger. Why didn't one go to the other and discuss it in person? So the Gemara understands that obviously each one felt that it was not, they shouldn't be the one to go. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked it out that now they had to go. Now Yeshayahu HaNavi would have to visit Chizkiyo because Chizkiyo was deathly ill. And he told him, Ki meis ata velo sichya, meis ata ba'olam hazeh, velo sichya la'olam haba. You'll die in this world. You won't live in the world to come. The Malbim explains, which we're going to see exactly how the Gemara continues. But a person has three enemies. Three different things can be a person's enemy. There's the external enemy. Somebody attacks from the outside. There's internally his body, his kochos haguf, and the fact that his body is composed of so many different organs and everything works in its own way. For those who have been on, you know, medications, very often one medication is good for this and it's bad for that, and it's hard to know what. How can you heal one part of the body without hurting the other? There's an interplay and a balance in the body. And sometimes the body just doesn't cooperate. And it becomes like the enemy. This organ is hurting that organ. And what should we do? That's the internal enemy in a physical sense. And then there's the oyev hayoser panimi, a person's innermost enemy, which is his bad midos and his the taivas and is what tries to lead him off the path not to serve Hashem. Over here, Chizkiyo was having the battle on all fronts. Outside there was an army of Sancheiriv ready to capture Yerushalayim. Right now he gets a physical sickness. His body's fighting against him and he's about to die. And Yeshaya HaNavi comes to him, and instead of telling him what medicine to do or how to solve, he's got physical problems, internal and external. Everything's against him. And Yeshaya HaNavi tells him, you know what? You have to focus on your innermost enemy, the enemy that's taking you away from Hashem. There's an Aveira. You have some problem here. That Meisato Velo Sichya, if you don't correct this, he won't even have Olam Haba. And we'll see, once Chizkiyo rectifies this, he'll have a physical recovery and the external enemy Sancheiru will be destroyed and everything will work out well. But he's got to focus on the ruchnius, the spiritual malady. And if he heals that, the other enemies won't pose any problem. And the Gemara in Brachas continues. Amar Lei. Chizkiyo said to Yeshayo, my kulehai, what is such a great thing that I did wrong? Meis atav lo sichya. What did I do that was so terrible? Amar lei, so Yeshaya HaNavi said to him, mishum delo asakta b'piri v'rivya. Because Chizkiyo had no children. And we'll see in a minute, this was a purposeful plan. Chizkiyo had decided he did not want to have children. And he had good reason for it, but it wasn't just He wasn't zocher to find the shidduchar. He on purpose did not want to have children. And the fact that he didn't want to keep this mitzvah of the Torah, such a tzaddik, he would lose everything. Again, the Marsha says, how did the Gemara know this? Where did the Gemara see this idea? And the Marsha says, it's clear, because if you look through Tanakh, Chizkiyo HaMelech had a son, Menashe. And Menashe was 12 years old when he became the king. We're going to see that Chizkiyo lived for 15 years after his recovery. Meaning this child, his next in line, his successor, was not yet born. He was going to be born after Chizkiyo healed and recovered. So it's plausible, and it would seem that there were no children he had before. So the Gemara understands this was the complaint against Chizkiyo. Amrle, so Chizkiyo said, Mishum dechazoi li beruach hakodesh, because I saw with ruach hakodesh the nafki minoi bonin delo malu, that my children are not going to be good. Chizkiyo said, I see with ruach hakodesh the children aren't going to be good. So therefore, I'm serving Hashem by not having these children. Amrle, so Yishaya Hanavi said, Bahari kavshid rachman alamalach, what business do you have with the secrets of Hashem? Hashem has His reasons why things happen, and it could be that child will be born with a neshama, he'll be predisposed, he'll be more likely, and he'll end up that way, but that's not your business. That's not your business. My demifkaris iboiloch lemevid. Whatever you're commanded, you have to do. There's a mitzvah, you have to fulfill the mitzvah. Umadinicha kamei kutsha brichu lievid. And whatever Hashem wants, He'll do. But you have a job to do what your mitzvah is. Amrle, so Chizkiyo said to him, okay, I accept. Hashtahavli baratach. So Yeshaya, give me your daughter as a wife. Efshar degorma zechusa didi v'didoch. Maybe my merit and your merit will help the nafki minoi bonin demalu, and we'll have a good. There'll be a good child. The baby born will be the son of Chizkiyo HaMelech. He'll be the grandson of Yeshaya HaNavi. His yichus will be beautiful. So you told me that I should get married and have a child. Okay, I'd like you to contribute to the effort. Give me your daughter, and then I accept. Amarle. So Yeshaya Novi said, Kvar nigzero lecha gezeira. The decree has already been given. And as Rashi says, not the decree that the child will be a Rosha. The decree shetamus. Chizkiyo, it's been decreed you're going to die. So it's too late. Now you decide you're going to get married. You're about to die, Chizkiyo. Amarle. So Chizkiyo said, Ben Omotz. He didn't even call him. This is like a derogatory. He didn't call him by name. Son of Omotz. Kali nivuos chavitzei. Stop your prophecy and leave. In other words, you have no right to say such a thing. Kach mekublani mi beis avi abba. I have a Messiah, I have a Kabbalah, a tradition from my ancestors that afilu cherev chadam munachas al tzavoro shel adam, even if a guy has a sharp blade pressed against his throat, it's on his neck, al yimna atzmo min harachamim, don't hold back from davening. The sharp blade is on his neck, but it's not too late. Daven. So therefore, what do you mean it's too late? True, there's a nevuah, kimesa tovelosichya, that he's going to die and not live, but he'll do tshuva, he'll daven to Hashem, and it's not over. That's what Chizkiyo told him. The Bach brings down Hagos HaBach a little more to the story. The Gemara says a little, I skipped a little Gemara, and then the Bach puts in, L'sof yoav le'brate. Yeshaya in the end did give his daughter to Chizkiyo. Nafak minei Menashe v'Rav Shoke. Somebody else with the name Rav Shoke. Menashe and Rav Shoke were born. Yom Achoda Arkevinu Akasve. One day, he gave his boys a ride on the shoulder. He was carrying them around on his shoulder. Lam tuyinu levei midrasha, to take them to the base medrash. Amar chad minayu. One of the boys said to the other, Chazi reisha da abba. I don't know if his father was bald, didn't have hair. He said, looking at his, he said, the head of the father would be fitting lemitvi be'gildoni, to roast fish on. If you take the skin off the head, you can roast fish on that skin. V'chad Amar, the other one said, Chazi reisha da abba lak ruvi aleila akum. It'd be good, you could bring a sacrifice to Avodah Zarah on such a skull. Chavtinu ba'ara. So he realized these were rotten to the core. That there was no... He threw them down to the ground. Menashe choya. I don't know if his intention was to kill them or whatever, but he threw them down to the ground. Menashe lived, v'Rav Shoke mis. And the other boy, Rav Shoke, died. And he applied a certain pasuk that you see such a thing happened. But Menashe turned out to be one of the worst kings. The Gemara says Menashe is one of those that ain lo chelek lo ilam haba. The Gemara says he was one of the worst kings that Klal Yisrael had. Chizkiyahu's Ruach HaKodesh was right on target. But as Yeshaya Novi said, that's not his business. I say these things are hard for us to understand. It was all done l'shem shamayim. But a king like Chizkiyahu, who b'shita, who felt that even though there's a mitzvah, he shouldn't do the mitzvah, that was enough of a reason. Ko amar Hashem tzav l'veisecha, that Hashem told him to leave a command, kimei satav lo sichya, but eventually we'll see Chizkiyahu does recover, and he lives many years, and Sancheriv's army is destroyed. We'll continue next week. Okay.